Heavenly Father, we just come to you this night with thanksgiving, praise, and we just thank you for every good and perfect gift that comes from you. And Father, we thank you for your great protection. We thank you for that great deliverance. We thank you for your bountiful love that you poured upon us with a mighty blessing this day. And we thank you for thy guidance, for thy direction. We thank you that you remain the same yesterday, today, and forever, that you never change. Lord God, as we go to other places through the years, we see that people change, but you remain the same. You're always constant. You're always perfect. You're always the closest that we can imagine. That we have not a friend like you. We have not a Savior like you. And we thank you for that provisions you've given us, that you'll never leave us, that you never forsake us. Your eyes are over the righteous and your ears open to their cry. But you're against those who do evil. And Father, we just know that that's your principles. And we thank you that you should remain the same. We thank you that your blessings are forever true. And we thank you for thy loving kindness, thy tender mercy. We thank you for thy saving grace. And we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for our Savior that came this world and bled and died that we might have eternal life. And Father, we thank you that he's wanted to come back to you. And he's preparing for us in the heavenly mansion, where it's going to be a very special day at that day when the trump of God shall, when your trump shall sound and time shall be no more. And when we come into that place with thanksgiving, and Father, what a wonderful day it's going to be. And Father, we thank you for the work of thy Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God here, the Holy Ghost that you've given to take us back to that time. And Father, we know that coming is very soon when he'll gather the elect, coming to that special gathering. And Father, at that time, it's going to be a change that's going to be made upon this earth. We know there's going to be a radical change. Evil's going to triumph because you're going to withhold your Holy Spirit. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for that all-seeing eye that's over the righteous. Your ears open to their cries. And you remain faithful to those who will seek thy face, those who will call upon you. You're always there. You're always there to help us, to strengthen us. And Father, we just thank you for thy word. We thank you for thy spirit this night. We thank you for all you've done. And we thank you for this beloved audience here we have this night. We thank you for their lives. We thank you for their what they believe in. We thank you, Lord, for their countenance. We thank you for the love of God we see upon them. We thank you for this wonderful day. And we thank you for this home. We thank you for this time that we can take forth thy word to a lost and dying world. We thank you out there throughout the world tonight that you can know Jesus as your Savior. You can have that very special relationship that no one can take from you. You know, they can take anything, a lot of things from us, but they can't take that from you. They didn't give it to you, and they can't take it away. It's yours forever. If you just ask, God will make himself known to you by the Spirit of God. You can know Jesus as your Savior, and you can have that strength, that wealth of strength living within you, that greater is he that's within you, he that's in the world. And you can have that also, that the afflictions of the righteous, that you're with those that come from a mighty source from heaven. We don't have to be with those, the crowd that comes in despondency, Lord. We have that eternal hope, that eternal assurance that Jesus is mine. And Father, we just praise you this night. We thank you this night for the Comforter of God. And we thank you for that peace that passes all understanding. And Father, we just pray for a wall of protection on your people, wherever they are. And Father, for that one that feels alone this night, Father, I pray that you'd comfort them in a very special way. For that one that's going through that trouble, that heartache, that even that sickness of the body right now, we claim healing to that body in Jesus' name. For Jesus, by your stripes, we are healed. And Father, we claim that healing in the name of Jesus. We pray for those ones who are going through difficulties this day, and we know that you are the way maker, you are the peacemaker, and you are the Alpha Omega, the beginning and the end. Father, we just thank you for thy blessings upon us. Oh, where your liberty spirit is, there is liberty. And Father, we pray for liberty of your people out there tonight. Father, they may be in turmoil, but they can have liberty, they can have joy, they can have peace, they can have the glory of God in their lives in a very special way. They can receive that joy unspeakable, full of glory. And Father, I pray that you'll make yourself real out there in the land of the United States, throughout the world, of where this internet goes. We pray, Lord God, that you'll speak to hearts as only you can. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus, that name above every name. And Father, we give you glory and honor. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Wherever you are, where are you headed tonight? You know, where are you going? There's an answer for that, and I believe there's only one answer. That's why we need the Holy Spirit, because we truly don't know where we're headed. We have no idea. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount with wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. God has a place for us.
And I believe that He wants to lead us. He wants to guide us. He wants to direct us, that we can have that perfect faith in Him, believing He will keep us through the times of troubles, through the time of discouragement. Many times we feel alone, we feel discouraged, but God's made it possible that we can have that closeness of His Spirit within us. But greater is He that's within us, His little in the world. And the Bible says, let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. We don't have to have, God has not given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Greater is He that's within you, He that's within the world. And you know, I just praise God this night. I thank you, Lord, that you're real. That you're more than just we can have a Bible study. No, you're more than a Bible study. You're the glory of God comes down to visit our hearts, that you make yourself real to those who put their eye. I lift my eyes to the hills. The glory of God is coming down tonight. Lord, I feel Thy presence. I feel Thy all, the all of this, Your glory. I can't even speak it. The glory of God's here to me. But Lord, I'm not worthy of You. You're so wonderful, and God is so special. I was going to say He's so courageous. And yes, He is. He is the one that makes you courageous also. He's the one that helps endeavor you to keep on glory, and He'll keep you on that pathway that He wants you to go on, and He'll never leave you. He will never misguide you. He will always direct you by His great and mighty hand, and He is not slack concerning His promises, as some men count slackness, but as long-suffering us, we're not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. You know, there was a man in the Bible that had a very great encounter with God, and I was thinking about the Apostle Paul, his running with Saul, and how that Saul was on his way to Damascus, and there was a light that came down from heaven and shone about him, and he was blinded. And I'd like to read that story. It's the 9th chapter of Acts, I believe. And he fell to the earth. This is Saul. And heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And many times we in this life find ourselves kicking against the Spirit of God that wants to come down to give us a new start, a new life, a new blessing, a new strength, a new courage to go on. And, you know, I think that many times Paul had a wonderful experience. Saul was going to be about the end of Saul and was going to be the beginning of Paul. And that's the way with us. The Bible said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Former things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. We need a first-class renewing of God. We don't need just an old haphazard one, you know, just if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Former things. But we need a positive relationship, born again. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Former things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. We have a new start of life. We have a new declaration that God, greater is He that's within me, He is within the world. And we have that right, say, Lord, I'm going to be a new creation and in my heavenly home. God's preparing for us as that we become a candidate for all the good things of God, all the wonderful blessings, all these great truths that come out of the Word of God, that we become a receiver of what He has for us. He has a lot of blessings, and we would become the receiver of the blessings. We become that one that's available for the things of God, that God, His eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on behalf whose hearts is made perfect toward. Yes, God makes Himself strong on behalf whose hearts is made perfect toward Him. And He wants someone to be blessed, and He's looking for someone to bless. I'm going to go down and read a little bit more, but it says, And he trembled and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go to the city, which shall be told you what must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless. You know, I could just imagine that. Here's a voice. They would be speechless just seeing this. But God has that same. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He'll give you an exciting rebirth in Him. It's be speechless to you. It'd be a new starting. It's going to be a glorious time. It's going to be a day that you can receive with gladness. You can receive that great glory of God. It's not just a plain day. It's going to be a great day. It's going to be a holy day. It's going to be a day of translating you from the old man to the new man. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. We need that new creation within us. And the men stood hearing the voice, but seeing no man. Many times we hear the voice of God, and we see no man. The Bible says that Jesus told Thomas, he says, You know, Thomas, blessed art thou, after seeing me, you can believe, but blessed are they in that day that will not see me, shall still believe. And that's what we here find ourselves in America this night, all through the world where you are. If you'll just believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. God gives you an opportunity now that your whole past can be erased and you give you a new slate, a clean bill of health, that you can have a new resurrection day, this day forevermore, and those former things put in the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered no more. What a wonderful day. What a special day that you can have. What a special day, backslided, you can have. You can also come to the Lord this day and have a new birth, a new strength, a new hope in heaven. And if we're just living a half-hearted life, the Lord Jesus Christ, God wants you to come in too. He will forgive you this night. He will make a new purpose in you. He will have a wholesome glory that come upon you that you'll never be the same. You'll live in spectacular ways in heaven. Your eyes will lift. I will lift my eyes to the hills. What's come my help? For my help comes from the Lord. You can get this source of life that's beyond dimensions. There's no way of processing and seeing what God is. There's no communication can process what God is. He's beyond any imagination. The Bible says, there's written, I have not seen, neither ear heard, neither has it in the heart of man, that things are prepared for the love of God, but God hath revealed them by His Spirit. Yea, the Spirit church of day, the deep things of God. Greater is He that's within you, He is within the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I'd go to prepare a place for you. And if I go away, I will come again and see you unto myself, that where I am, there ye might be also. God has given us a great invitation. God has given us if you're not satisfied, as I wasn't for years, here tonight, for those like myself that weren't satisfied, God can give you a great satisfying you this night in a very special way, that you can be satisfied, that you can know above anything that He is beyond any imagination you can think or hope or even see. There's nothing compared to the written, I have not seen, neither ear heard, neither has it in the heart, that things are prepared for the love of God. God's given us a special invitation that the whole world out there don't care what you went through. God is the answer. He is the way. He says, He before you, who can be against you? Nay, in all these things we're more than conquerors through Him which loved us. The Apostle Paul had went to the right place at this time. The Apostle Paul was in the right hand. He was a place that he was going to be there, and he was going to, and Ananias, he spoke to Ananias. He said, Ananias, he says, I'm going to have you pray for Saul. And Ananias says, oh no, no Lord, he's mixed up. He's hard on the Christian. And God speaks, I've changed him. He's going to be, I've called him. And that's what we might think, we're a hard case out there. But God wants to renew us. He wants to give us a desire within us that we love God greater than anything in this world. Because He's coming soon. And He's got a well. He's got an eternal life for you. He's got His very special calling. He's got His very special direction that you don't have to be mixed up with people that don't believe. God has a faithful belief that He knows and will have faith in God. God will do great and mighty things in this last hour. All you need is faith. And God gives you a measure of faith. In Romans the 12th chapter, He says He gives us all a measure of faith to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Confess thy sin, and He is faithful, just to forgive us our sin, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He's here to liberate us. He's here to set us free, that we are being more than conquerors through Him which loved us. You can have a new life, a new start, a head start. While in school they talk about head start, but I guarantee you, sir, lady, whoever you are, and you can be in a wicked things tonight, and God can set you free right there in that problem, that hellish place that you are. God can set you free. He can give you a new start, a new way, that God loves you, and He'll put those with the old man and put all with it to the sea of forgetfulness, never remembered it no more. How can you imagine? God will never hold you accountable the things that you give Him to this day, because He will take them from you, and He will not remember them no more. He will give you a new start, a new direction. He will give you a new call. He will give you a new name, a name that only God knows. He gives us all a new name, and we give Him a new name. As Apostle Paul, Saul to Paul, he had a new name, and truly Saul's life was changed. And here tonight, we can have that same change, that same valid change, that God will never leave us. He'll never forsake us. You can know where you're headed this day forevermore, because the Holy Spirit from heaven will guide you, give you truth. It will go before you with a mighty call. It will give you a strength, and you can have that unavailing pressure from God. It's no pressure with you, but He will keep you. He will come against those that defile you, to those that the enemy. God will set you free, and He'll make peace. Blessed are the ones who walk in the love of God. God will keep you through the times of destruction, through the times of discouragement. He's there to help His children. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I shall forgive their sins and heal the land. And sir, again, He will forgive our sins and heal the land. God wants to set you free this night. God wants to make you a new man, a new creation, and the Lord Jesus Christ, that you might be available the gifts of God. God's got a house full beyond anything that I can imagine. He has got a wonderful, bountiful gifts to the children of God. And He will give enrich your life in such a, He will give you the spirit of love that just flows down through your being. The oil of gladness. That spirit is so loving kindness, tender mercy. You receive it. God, you can take on the nature of God. And we need to truly, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. We need to take on the nature. We find ourselves walking in the old man. And the Lord said unto him, arise, go to the street which is called Straight. And that's to all of us here tonight. He called us to all go to the street which is called Straight. You know, that must have been the name of it, but that's the name of Jesus. We come to a street that's called no longer crooked, but we find a street which is called Straight, and we start on that street, and Jesus leads us into all truth. He leads us in all knowledge. He leads us in all directions. He leads us. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He leads me beside us. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod, Thy staff, they cover me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days. This is to us. This is for the Christian. All the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It's a truth that you can live forever with Jesus. You can live in the, and He's coming back out there tonight. He's coming back very shortly. He's coming back, and I, when Katrina came down, and it was very close, because the time's growing. To the Bible says, when you see these things come to pass, look up, your redemption draw nigh. We're seeing the budding of the fig tree. We're seeing the cause, the time. It's a time to address our lives, that we know we're going to want to go that way toward heaven. We know where we're headed. We're headed to see Jesus. We're headed to have that truth alive within us. The Spirit of God's going to lead us in all truth. He's going to guide us. He's going to direct us. And He's going to put us in a plain path that leads to God the Father. And the Bible says, for His eyes are over the righteous. His ears are open to their cry. But it is against those that do evil. And here tonight, if you have trouble doing evil, give your heart to Jesus Christ. Try it. It'll work. God will give you that desire no longer, that you don't want that evil. Because you're going to find out and taste and see that God is good. God gives every good and perfect gift, comes down the Father of who there is no variableness, neither shadow to it. Casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. What a God that you cast all your cares upon Him. He cares for you. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because the adversary of the devil going around as a roaring lion seeketh him who may devour. Who is this steadfast in faith, knowing the same afflictions are accomplished in the brethren that's in the world. You know, the enemy gives us hassles, but the Bible says God will take our side. And God's given you power over death, grave, and hell. He's given you power over the enemy himself. Greater is He that's within you, He that's within the world. And you don't have to fear Him no longer, but fear God who can destroy body, soul, and spirit. You don't have to fear the one that can just give you troubles. He has no say-so on your death. He has no say-so on the end of your life. He can give you hassles, but the Bible says, greater is He that's with you. You can give Him hassles if you'll live right with God. That's the bottom line is, you live right with God, and God gives you more than conquerors through Him. He gives you a strength to overcome and overcome the, what you meet in life's journey. And that it gives you a sense of pureness of God. The glory of God is upon us in a very special way, that we might not have the spots of this world. And the Apostle Paul, you know, he went around before he was saved doing terrible things against the church. Maybe we've done things, but here God's here today to save us, to give us that new strength, a new hope, a new blessing. But that come to that street which is called straight, we need to cast in all of our confess. The Bible said if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us of sins and cleanse us in all unrighteousness. The Bible said that the anointing which you receive abideth in you, and you need not that any man teach you. But this anointing is true. This is in John, and that the anointing which abideth in you abideth forever. The anointing of God, you can come to God. God's not just going to leave you as an orphan. When you come to God, God's going to fill you with His Spirit. And God's Spirit is great. His Spirit doesn't move. And the Holy Spirit, that Jesus says, needful that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come. But hear tonight, hear me through the world. He says, if I go away, Jesus is saying this, if He go away, He would send back the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. And He will approve the world of sin and lift up the name of Jesus. He will give you strength over the principality of the earth. The Spirit that thou works in the children of disobedience. In times past, we've all walked therein. God gives us a strength and hope that we conduct ourselves wisely when we come to the things of heaven. God wants us to be equipped for the things that we're going to face. We're going to face triumphant glory in God. We can believe if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. And we can believe that, or we can receive the opposite. We need to take faith in the things of God. In 1 John, the second chapter, 27th verse, but the anointing which ye have received abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as he hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. The Holy Ghost is there available. Here tonight, he's available, that we can receive strength. Greater is he that's within you, his world. The Bible says that the Jesus said as though the 120 to receive that time together, and they was in one accord, a day of Pentecost, and that the Spirit of God fell on, and one accord, the people were changed by the power of the Spirit of God. God baptized them, 120 people, and they say he's not a respecter person, he's going to do the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is in the saving business, and he will give you strength to go to cope with life itself. There is problems in life, but you can have the strength to face life and with God's approval upon your life. He is there. The Bible says, this cause we faint not, though the outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day. For the light affliction we have is only for a moment, working for a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. For the thing we look unto the things that are seen, but we look for the things which are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. When you come to Jesus, you're going to see some things that might scare you, but the Bible says that God will not leave you alone, and He'll be by your side, and you can speak to those things which you see and come against in the name of Jesus, and God will straighten you, and the things that are seen can be dissolved into a great blessing for you. The things that you might say is going to hurt you, it can end up being your friend, and because God's on your side, and God will give you power over the principality of the earth, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. God will equip you for life, that you'll not come up short, that God's able on your side, and you don't go around looking for a fight, but in case that one comes against you, God will aid you, He will bless you, He will anoint you, He will keep you, He will never let you go, He will make Himself real to you in such a wonderful way that you don't have no other friend like Jesus. There's no other one. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost work together, and the God before you, who can be against you? They and all these things were more than conquerors through Him which loved us. What a wonderful God. What a wonderful Savior. A God of God, the God of God of heaven. There is no other God like our God. There is no other God like Jesus. Receiving that inheritance that fades out of way. Receiving that redemption that we was paid in full through the Jesus, His spotless life that He lived here upon this earth. And when He went up to the cross, through that dying upon that cruel cross, that He made us available, that we could come with His blood that was shed on that cross, we can receive salvation. We can receive a new life, a new start. We can have a new hope, a new direction. And Jesus made a way that we could be saved. He made a way of peace, and He's still at the cross tonight. He's there to strengthen you. He's there to forgive you, and He's still time. He's not coming back. He hasn't come back yet, but when He comes back, we must make sure this is up to date before He comes back, because at that time, if you're not up to date, you're going to miss it, and you're going to miss something wonderful. You're going to miss a very special blessing, and there's going to be no hope. There's going to be, it'll be all over, because we're going to face eternal damnation to those who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, their Savior. And to have in Him, you have an eternal hope, a new eternal blessing that will live with you now through the eternities to come. And you'll never be afraid no longer. You'll walk in His judgment, and there'll be no unholy thing in heaven, and you'll feel free up there. You'll feel wonderful. There is not no way to deceive. There's no way of deceiving you up there, because it's real what He has for you. The enemy comes to deceive you, but what God has for you is for you. It's there to help you. God does not deceive. The enemy kills, destroys, and steals. He wants to take your life. He wants to take your cause. He wants to take your salvation. But here tonight, Jesus, you'll say, Jesus, I want you. There is no way the enemy can come against you. You can ask Him in your heart, and He will save you. He'll set you free that you might walk on that home toward heaven, walk in the holiest of holies, being directed by God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. What a wonderful day, what a wonderful hour that's here today, that God be for you, who can be against you. We have His strength from heaven. He will never leave us. He'll never forsake us. That all-seeing eye that runs to and fro throughout the earth. Just think that God has, He can be, know where we all are at all times. All of us. We can't know, He's omnipotent. But the enemy, the soul is like we are. He's not omnipotent. So a lot of times we're not even hassled by Him. We have a nature that's from this old world. And this nature gives us troubles. And it says, and ye hath He quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sin, wherein ye in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom also are all of our conversation in times past, in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the mind. Fulfilling the desires of the mind and of the flesh. Fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And by nature, children of wrath, even as others. By nature. But God, who is rich in mercy. Just think of God, who is rich in mercy. For His great love, wherein He loved us. He loves us. He loves you. He loves me. He loves us. Oh, hallelujah. Even when we were dead in sin, He hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved. Has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. How does God? Jesus did it. He makes us live up to heavenly places. He don't leave us down in the old briars, down in the old cesspools of life. He takes us about those that we can have a new walk. From the 121st Psalm says, I will lift my eyes to the hills. What comes my help? For my help comes from the Lord. We keep our eyes looking upon the Lord Jesus Christ. As Peter went out and seen Jesus walking upon the water, Jesus beckoned Peter, said, come to me, walk to me. And we're sort of like that. If Peter can walk upon that water until he took his eyes off the Lord. When that eyes left the Lord, he became the sink. And Jesus had to literally say, Peter, rise up and save Peter. The same way with this life, as when we keep our eyes upon the Lord, you have a strength, you got a blessing. You got blessing that you can take this word and receive blessing. The Bible says, greater is He that's within you, He is within the world. Truly that's true. Now unto Him is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, all that we can ask and think, according to the power that works within us. These are all blessings. These are all what God can, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. These are words from God to encourage us day by day, that when we get in trouble, that He will keep His word. When we exercise our tongue and our mind saying these things, if God be for me, who can be against me? God's at my side at that moment. He's there to strengthen me. He's there to give us supernatural strength and supernatural power, and to give that edification of the Spirit that helps us to walk in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That we can have that strength, abiding strength, forever and ever. And Judas says, now to Him was able to keep you from falling. Present you faultless before His presence with exceeding joy. God's able to even keep us from falling. He's able to keep us from failing. He's able to resurrect strength within us. That we're prone to be failures, but God's word more than conquers through Him which loved us. The Bible says, I'm persuaded neither life nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, neither height nor depth, nor any other creature. Any other creature shall be able to separate you from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. God is on your side. He is there to strengthen us this night. He's there to help us. He's there to enable us that we might walk victoriously. By the Spirit of God, He wants to give us an abiding power, a blessing. that we'll not be deceived no longer, but we walk upright. And if you need healing tonight, that Jesus said, by His stripes we're healed. God's given the spirit of healing, gift of healing. Through that gift of healing, God, when He speaks out, that one that has the gift of healing, you can speak out and people receive a healing. Whatever you need tonight, God is the answer. If you've been discouraged, God can give you that, encourage you tonight. If you've been walking without hope, He can give you hope. He can give you strength through the times of discouragement. When at nighttime you feel like something's happening inside of you, you're afraid at night, God can give you that supernatural courage that you will not fear. No, God's not given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. God has given you strength, abiding hope from heaven, that you might illuminate the presence of God, that you'll feel His glory coming upon you. You'll be fortified with the election of God, God the Father. He will send His angel charge over thee, keep thee in all thy ways, and they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou would even dash thy foot against the stone. He that dwelleth the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And it says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, He is my fortress, my God, in Him I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler or the noise of the pestilence. God, heaven, that what comes against us, God's able to deliver us. No evil shall fall thee, nor plague. That's your dwelling. No evil shall fall thee, nor plague shall come nigh thy dwelling. God gives that command that your home is your castle, and you got the right. God sent angels round about my home. I don't want no more hassles from the enemy. I'm greater because God's given me that. I'm not anything of myself, but I'm God's child. And God says, I'm His child. Bible says, be followers of God as dear children. God becomes your eternal hope. He becomes your eternal parent. He wants to be your father now, because when you live with Him forever, He wants to know you up there, and He'll know you. But you need to get to know Him now to go to heaven with. You need to know Him now that you might receive that added dimension that you need, because He's coming for those that love Him. And we can cast all of our cares upon Him. Jesus, through His wonderful, what He did for us, bled and died upon that cruel cross, lived a life without any sin, became that spotless one, that sacrifice, that spotless sacrifice that we can live here tonight for all the world tonight. If you've transgressed God, God will still come back and forgive you. You can have a new start, whatever this what you need tonight. God is your strength out there tonight. Tony, wherever you are, and all of you dear, wonderful people, God's here to bless you. He's here to strengthen you. He's here to manifest Himself in the glory of God. Wants to speak to your spirit. I'm here this night, send the Spirit of God to call my people in a mighty way. I'm here to direct them. I'm here to make them over that only I, the Lord thy God, can do. I will refuse no one if they shall call upon me. I will take in derelicts, those who are homosexuals, even those who have committed all transgressions, even murders, if they shall come to me, I shall forgive them, and I cannot take their sentence away from them from the land, but I can give them a new slate, and even if they have to meet death upon this earth, I shall ensure that they will live hereafter in my presence. I can give that to my beloved. I love my people so much that I, the Lord thy God, could choose to bless those who I wish to bless. If thou shalt seek me this night in a very wonderful way, I shall come down to thy dwelling place, and I shall come in and make my abode with you this night, and I shall forgive you, and I shall cleanse you, and I shall make haste this night, for I am here with great joy that I might bring your fulfillment, for I have called this day to come and focus, that I am determined this day, even where this meeting has been, that our lives can be changed. I am here this night, send the Spirit of God to move mightily through the internet. I'm here to move through the channels as I go through. And I will not disappoint thee this night. I shall enable thee, and I shall create within thee a new heart. And I shall give thee, heal thy body tonight. And thou shalt have success in the Lord thy God. And thou shalt walk in determination this day forth, and thou can walk in victory. And I shall walk hand in hand with thee, my child, for I loveth thee. And I say, many this night cannot give thee what I can give thee. I say, many, many that claim that they have power cannot give thee what the Lord thy God can choose. If you will just seek me wherever you are in this world tonight, I'm the answer. I'm the way maker. I'm the caller. And I'm calling thee. Call to me and I will answer thee. And I'll show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. Thou wilt keep in perfect peace as mine is stayed on thee, because I trusted in thee. If thou can trust the Lord thy God this night, I shall do great and mighty great blessings upon thee. And I will never leave thee, my ones.
Trust the Lord thy God. Serve him with gladness, and I shall come in thy heart in a very special way, in a very holy way. And thou shalt receive a new pardon, a new strength. And if I should come through the night, thou would be saved. If I would come tomorrow, thou would be saved. If I come a year from now, thou can be saved. Thy people, make haste. Make thyself ready for my coming. Where art thou going? Make sure that thou art going to the Lord thy God. Out there tonight, where art thou going? Make sure that you're going toward me, the Lord thy God. I've chosen thee. I've called thee by name. I've called thee that thou would not be a failure no longer, that thou would walk and be processed by my glory. For I shall give thee a new name that fades not away, and I shall give thee an inheritance that lasts through the eternities, and I shall bless thee, and I shall move a mighty upon thee, and thou shalt be delivered, and I shall never. I am faithful, says the Spirit of God. I am able to give thee strength that I say even a pastor cannot give thee. I'm higher than these ones, even the ones of leaders. For I, the God, speak, and I chose this night that the little nobody can speak to thee. For I've given him a voice, and I use these ones, and I can use you this night in the same way. I can use you out there tonight in the same way that this one is speaking to you, that you can be used. You can be worked mightily in that city where you are. You can work, and thus you can be a team together, that you can call many, and many will be saved. And if you'll come and put your hearts together in one cause, one effort, I, the Lord thy God, shall move mightily upon you, and that can go forth as a mighty team from heaven. And be not afraid, for I, the Lord thy God, shall insulate thee with my glory, and I shall send my angels to help thee to get started. Be not afraid, for I, the Lord thy God, shall use thee tonight and set others free, that you might be a transformation power to reach that one, that derelict, that one that's in suicide right now. I'm able to relieve thee from that suicide. I say, sir, take not thy life, for I'm able to restate thee. I'm able to forgive thee that now, because I say thy life will be worthless if I take thyself. Well, thou shalt end up in a devil's hell. And I say, I have something better for thee tonight. Stop what you're doing, said the Spirit of God. And I shall restate thee. And I have thee a new courage. And I shall use thee. Come to me this night. And I shall enable my blessings upon thee. And I shall give thee peace like a mighty river. And I shall submerge thee with my glory. And thou will no longer have to be afraid. For I shall uplift thee with my mighty hand. And I say, my Spirit truly is with thee. For I am with thee by ones. I'm with thee, and thou shalt live with me forever. And thou shalt live with me as the Apostle Paul is living with me this night. Thou shalt be there, and thou shalt see me as you see one another. And thou shalt be known how thou known. I shall make myself complete to those this night. For I'm calling the lowly this night. I'm calling those nobodies in many cities. That you have no home, you have no hope. But I'm the answer. I'm the way maker. And I shall put my glory upon thee if thou will. And thou shalt lead many to me. Thou shalt live mightily, lead many souls. My people, I say this can go on through the world. I want my people to be on fire by my presence. I want them to be adaptable to my glory. For I am able to transmit my glory upon my beloved. And I say, thou shalt not have to take a long time like this man that's speaking this night. It's taken him a long time, but I shall give thee a new start, a new blessing, and thou shalt have a supernatural start from the beginning. And thou shalt walk faithful. I shall give thee a crown of righteousness, and I shall bless thee in a mighty way, and thou shalt receive many souls saved if thou shalt come my way, saith the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord is truly good this night. Lord, I thank you for speaking. God's here to restore this night. He's able to give you strength. And I heard what he says. I don't care where you are out there tonight. Take up that cross and follow Jesus. And you'll never be afraid. You'll never be alone no longer. And he will fight your fight. And he will give you money where there's no money. He will give you supernatural strength. He will give you supernatural power. And he is able to save even the uttermost. He's able to give you strength, abundant life, and a privilege to walk in his kingdom. Lord, I pray for a mighty blessing upon this night. Lord, I feel that you have accomplished a lot this night in Jesus' name. I feel that you've done a great work in Jesus' name. I don't know of any church that's doing what you're doing here tonight.
I don't know that anybody's doing what you're doing, because I don't even know what you're doing. But I know everything you're doing is wonderful. And I just want to give you glory. I feel your glory. And I feel now why I felt what I did. Because you was going to do something awesome here tonight. And you did an awesome work. We did a glorious work. And Lord, I'm thankful that I'm privileged tonight with my brothers, my sisters here tonight to receive that glory. Lord, we give you praise and we're going to let go. But Father God, we're going to just, all of us this night, we're going to continue in the presence. God's everywhere throughout this world tonight, wherever you are. He's with you the same as he's with us right now. And this being broadcast by the Spirit of God, he is able to adapt yourself to you. Take courage this night. Call upon him and he will do a great and mighty work, said the Spirit of God. Be not afraid. Call our numbers and we'll pray with you. Call us and we'll be glad to help you. Call upon us and we will strengthen it. We'll pray with you in a mighty way. And we know what God has spoken to the world tonight. We hope we'll hear great things. But if we don't, we know you're doing well in the Lord. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Boy, I've never felt nothing like this.